Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's been a week of tension along the border between Belarus and Poland. Yesterday, the Warsaw government said it would move even more troops to its eastern border after two Belarusian helicopters allegedly violated Polish airspace during training exercises. Meanwhile, the presence of the Wagner Group fighters in the country is causing significant concern, and the Belarusian opposition claim that the number of mercenaries there is significantly higher than official reports. I want to speak now to Franek Wiekorka, the chief political advisor to Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the exiled leader of the Belarusian opposition. Very welcome to the programme this morning, Franek. Can I get your take, please, on what it is that has been happening between Belarus and Poland in the last week?
Sure. Lukashenko's regime is trying to provoke the NATO countries, Poland and Lithuania. It started in 2021 with migration crisis, then several provocations at the border, and finally the appearance of Wagner troops created the existential threat. Lukashenko started to speak about attack on NATO territories, about the Suwalki corridor, the piece of land which divides Baltic states and Europe. And finally, this incident with helicopters, it all shows that the threat from Lukashenko's regime, supported by Putin, it will be growing in the next few weeks or months.
You believe that these events are coordinated or choreographed, that there is nothing coincidental about them?
I think this is the part of the pattern of behavior of Lukashenko and Putin. They want to raise stakes, they want to escalate, they want to distract attention of the NATO countries from the war in Ukraine. So Poland and Lithuania will spend more money on protection of the border, not on supporting Ukraine with arms and weapons. This is the main goal of Putin, you know, to split the West, to prevent the West from more support for Ukraine. But also, which is very important for Belarusians, this is an attempt of Putin to undermine Belarus sovereignty, to show that I'm controlling here, I'm in charge, it's my piece of land. And this is something that Belarusians will never, never accept.
Do you think that it's something that Lukashenko would accept being imposed on him by Putin? Because has he done a skillful job up until this point of just ensuring that Belarus remains a staging post rather than a full-on combatant in this war?
We should understand the situation of Lukashenko. He's hated by Belarusian people. He lost elections 3 years ago in 2020. And the only way for him to survive politically is to get support from Putin. So he became the Putin's puppet, lapdog, governor. If I may, we can compare it with a vicious France during the Second World War. Formally, it's a quasi-independent state, but de facto, it's a proxy of back then Berlin, right now of Moscow. And it's a big mistake to see Lukashenko as an independent player. No, he's Putin's puppet, and he must be treated as such.
What doesn't make any sense to me, though, is tactically, why, if Putin is having such difficulties prosecuting the war in Ukraine, would he open up an effective second front with NATO on the Polish border with Belarus?
Putin understands that all his plans on taking Ukraine in 3 days failed. And right now he's trying to save the face. He's trying to sell to his own people that I'm still in charge, that I'm powerful, that it's not Ukraine whom we are fighting against, but it's West, it's the NATO. And all these provocations also directed to Russian people to show that it's the big war against the Western civilization and it must continue. So it also helps him to mobilize resources and support inside Russia. Mm-hmm. But the question, if he has resources to sustain and to keep this war, I doubt it. Putin is much weaker than anyone expected. And we saw Prigozhin's mutiny. Putin, we saw all of us, we saw that he's much, much less powerful than many thought before.
What is your understanding of what Prigozhin's Wagner Group are doing in Belarus now?
We know about 14 columns of Wagner troops who arrived to Belarus, more than 4,000 mercenaries. They're deployed at a military base. We didn't see any pictures with arms. So it seems they were delivered, sent to Belarus, but they didn't start any practical activities or any practical training. It seems it's like a temporary base for them. They will continue to do operations in Africa and Middle East where they were working before. But at the same time, their presence in Belarus is very important for Putin, again, to control Belarus as the country, as the piece of land. And also, it's sort of the guarantee for Putin that another mutiny, another putsch will not repeat. So to keep them far away, but under control.
We know that Vladimir Putin tends to play the long game against those who have betrayed him, some people being assassinated many years after the thing that would have angered Putin. Do you think that Prigozhin will continue to enjoy Lukashenko's protection, or is it only a matter of time?
Prigozhin doesn't need any Lukashenko's protection. Prigozhin understands that he is much more powerful than Lukashenko, even without any formal status. Just imagine the budget for holding whole Prigozhin group is bigger than the entire budget of Belarusian army. Of course, Lukashenko cannot guarantee anything to Prigozhin and cannot provide him with the resources he needs. So Prigozhin's actually in charge, not Lukashenko. Lukashenko is just a mediator. He's like maître d'hôtel. You know, he's hosting these troops because Putin asked him to do that.
So with all of these various elements at play, as you sit there over the border in Lithuania watching what is going on in Belarus, what kind of scenarios are you entertaining that might actually happen now in the coming weeks and months that would destabilize the situation?
I can just speculate. No one knows what to expect. It is definitely the long movie we will be watching. It will not end this month or even this year. And I not sure if Lukashenko or even Putin knows how it will end. Many things depends on the development in Ukraine, in the war, if Ukrainian army will be successful. Many things depend on the reaction of the West. Will the West and NATO be strong and united in response to Putin and Prigozhin? Many things depend on Belarusian underground activities. Let's not forget that underground activities, protests, rallies are still on the ground. Are taking place on the ground. We see the surveys of the public opinion in Belarus, and there is a strong consensus, even among Lukashenko supporters, that no nuclear weapon of Russia on Belarus territory, that Prigozhin's troops and Russian soldiers must leave the country. So all these factors, they can create the realities that no one can predict.
Franek Viacorka, fascinating analysis. Thank you very much for sharing it with us this morning.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.